I'm standing on the Colombian side of the border crossing between Venezuela and Colombia at Cúcuta. At dawn here, tens of thousands of people flow through the crossing, while Venezuelan migrants who'd been sleeping on the plaza here awaken, use the showers and bathrooms rented to them by Colombian businesses here, and then set up their street vending businesses, selling everything from coffee to cigarettes, to candies, arepas, vegetables, fruits, anything that can earn them just enough money to make it until the next day. The more disturbing presence are the men calling for women to come sell their hair for wigs. It's one of the darker signs of how desperate many of these Venezuelan migrants or refugees are to make any sort of cash. It's a sign of how awful things are economically in Venezuela that Venezuelans prefer to come here because at least they feel they can survive. Much of what they sell here has been smuggled over from the Venezuelan side because it can fetch a much higher value here in Colombian currency. Many won't stay here. They immediately get on buses that are waiting here to take them to places like Bogota, further into Colombia, or to countries like Ecuador and Peru.